Hello, welcome to another episode on Yin Kaz Meals. Yay! Okay, so last week I talked about setting boundaries, you know, into the new year, and I gave an example that trended on Twitter, you know, in the upper week about a guy at work who passed an inappropriate comment, you know, to his colleague. And I was talking about how we should go into the new year with the focus on setting boundaries. If you haven't listened to it, I feel you should, you know, go back and listen to it, you know, because this year, 2022, we can't, you know, still keep repeating the same mistakes we made in last year. We can't keep doing the things that we feel, okay, it's acceptable as long as nobody gets punished or you're not being reported. We just have to take responsible decisions, you know, to set boundaries for ourselves, to also respect the boundaries other people have also set in their lives. Okay, if you haven't listened to it, make sure you check it out. Today I want to talk about how to be consistent. I know that we are still like all getting into the new year. A lot of people, you know, have set new goals, new me, new year. You know, all of the slogans that are new me, new year. I did this in the last couple of years. I'm not going to do this year anymore. This is what I'm going to do. You know, new year resolutions and all that and all that. While that is all good for people who keep to it, because when you make New Year resolutions or when you set goals or things that you want to work at or be better at in the new year, the most important thing is not just writing it down. Although a lot of people say the first step to achieving all of these things is writing it down, true, but more importantly is taking actions. You know, you don't just write it down, you do it. So I want to say that apart from setting New Year resolutions, one thing I want to talk about this year is how to be consistent. And that is also something I'm also practicing, how to be consistent in every area of your life, you know, because a lot of times when we come into the new year, we are all trying to figure out something new. We're all trying to do something new. We already know what is old, right? And I want to do something new. While that is all well and good, I feel that we should be consistent in what works. If something worked for you in 2021, if something worked for you in 2020, whatever that is, as long as it worked for you and it gave you your desired result, I believe that the best thing to do is to look at that thing and see how you can improve it and be better at it and multiply the results you have been getting, not now looking for new ways to repeat that thing. The only reason why you should look for new ways to get your desired results is if what you're already working at or working on, or if what you're already doing is not giving your desired result. Now, it would be foolishness to continue doing something, you know, to have a particular routine that is not giving you your desired result, but you still keep on using it. But as long as it is giving you your desired result, the better thing is to look at it, improve it. How can I make it better? And keep on working at it. Don't join the band of wagons that, you know, like, okay, I want to write a New Year resolutions, or rather you've written your New Year resolutions. These are the things that I want to do. These are the things I want to achieve. As much as that is good, just, you know, take a retrospective look at how far you have come and look at the things that have worked for you. Now look at those things and see if those things that you have done can be replicated, and then go at it hard, you know, because the process of finding something new and then starting all over again is just a whole different journey, you know, because you have to learn, you have to find out what works, what is not working, you have to adjust things here and there. But since you figured out what works, just, you know, focus at it, keep at it. So like I said, you already know what works, keep at it and be diligent. And that is one of the ways to be consistent this year. And another way to be consistent this year is once you have figured out what works for you and you've made up your mind to be diligent at it, then create a plan to follow. You know, for me right now, when it comes, I think about creating content for my podcast and for my blog every single day. I currently have an impediment with creating content on my blog, you know, because my laptop has issues. But even with that, I'm still thinking about how can I still keep creating content on my blog while my laptop is still being fixed. You get the point. The point is, I already know what works. Now I need to find a way to be diligent with it. I need to find a way to be consistent with it. So when I would have naturally released content for my podcast and I couldn't because of some inconveniences that occurred, I didn't say, okay, let me wait till the following week, because it's important, you know, to push ourselves to see how far we can go. So we should create a plan to follow. You already know what works. That's number one. Create a plan to make sure that you can keep working at what works. Create a plan to follow. Number three, take small but gradual steps. You know, the fact that we've already discovered what works for us does not mean that we're still going foolishly or blindly. You know, because we are taking what has worked for us and we are replicating those actions into new phases of our lives. You know, perhaps you tried a new business in 2021 and you did a particular strategy and it worked for you and you made a lot of money and there was profit and there was increase on every side. But right here in 2022, you're trying to start a new business. And you also want to use that same strategy, you know. Now, the fact that you're trying to use that same strategy does not mean that you go into that business full head on. Like, okay, because it already worked for me, this particular business in 2021. Why don't I just go right into it and start doing it? No, take small but gradual steps, because you are using the same strategy, but you're working on a different business. So you need to like still study the business, you know, still know how it works in the market and all that, but then still use the same strategy that you've been using before. Because the truth is, in using the thing that works or that has worked before, there might be time when you have to tweak some things here and there. You know, the fact that it worked totally for this last project or for this last thing that you did does not mean that in replicating it or in using it for this new thing does not mean that you wouldn't need to make a few, you know, tweaks here and there. Another point I would say for number four is be flexible, you know, be flexible with your goals, be flexible with whatever it is that you're working on in the new year, you know, in your goal to be consistent this year, in your decision to yield profitable or good results in whatever venture it is that you're doing. Be flexible. Don't just be dogmatic on certain things. Be flexible. Give room for changes. And the last one is remind yourself why you started. No matter what it is that you're going to be doing this year, make sure it is not because somebody else is doing it. You know, whether it's a business, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a vacation, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you're setting your mind to do this year, remind yourself why you started. Make sure you're not doing that thing because Lagbaja somewhere or Michelle somewhere or David somewhere is doing that thing. Make sure you know why you're starting. And then during difficult stages, when whatever it is you're working, when it gets difficult, when you get tired, you know, and you feel like just throwing in the towel, you can always remind yourself why you started. Like, this is why I wanted to do this thing. You know, for me, there are days sometimes I just get tired, you know, of maybe like putting out content out there, maybe because I'm not getting the kind of feedback I wanted to get. You know, there are a lot of times when I upload a new podcast or a new blog, I'm always very, very anxious to see how it did for my Google Analytics or for my, you know, for my Spotify. I'm trying to see how many people listened, how many people streamed. And there are days that, yes, the numbers do not do well. That's just the truth. Sometimes the numbers don't do well, and there are a lot of times that it can get to me as a creator, like, okay, I keep doing this and I'm not getting this back, I'm not getting that back, and it could get very, you know, discouraging. But there and then I remind myself why I started, you know, because there are a lot of people who do this, you know, whether creating content or whatever it is, and they started because somebody else started, and then it gets difficult and then they just throw in the towel and like just give up and then they move on to something else. No, remind yourself why you started. When you do that, you are able to encourage yourself, you are able to remind yourself and then, you know, recuperate if you need to, and then push forward. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast when you did listen to it. In this podcast, we talked about how to be consistent. And I remember when I started talking, I just like went on writing. My name is Yinka and I'm still your host on the Yinka's Meals. Do have a lovely week. Bye, guys. Cheers. Love you. Mwah.